Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of Rudy Giuliani's so-called fixers is prepared to cooperate with the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A Soviet-born associate of Rudy Giuliani reverses course and is now prepared to cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. Lev Parnas' attorney, in a letter to the impeachment investigators, writes he will honor a subpoena to appear. Joseph Bondi also cautions the committees that they must make sure they do not infringe on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Parnas and Igor Fruman are said to have aided Giuliani's efforts to oust U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The two were arrested at an airport with one-way tickets out of the country. Next to be released by the committees, the interview transcripts of former Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Tim McGuire, Washington.
40 years after the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran marked that anniversary by announcing that it is speeding up uranium processing by using new, faster centrifuges. A U.S. official who called the announcement nuclear blackmail said it's an attempt by Tehran to get the worried European signatories of the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement to make concessions to Iran. Britain's intelligence agency, the MI5, downgraded the country's terrorist threat level from severe to a substantial on Monday. That level was first raised from substantial to severe in August of 2014. That is due to the rise of the Islamic State group in Syria as well as Iraq. While most of the UK's terror level has decreased, Northern Ireland has remained at a severe risk since 2010, which when terror threats from Northern Ireland were recorded separately. This is VOA News. At least 5 people were killed Monday when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against continued protests in Baghdad. Security forces fired at demonstrators who came within 500 meters of the prime minister's office on Monday. We get more from Reuters' Emily Spitzel.
Despite hundreds killed in the crackdown, protesters are digging in, defying the prime minister who appealed for them to go home and camping out overnight in the capital, Baghdad. Abdul Mahdi says the protests have achieved their aim and are now costing the country's economy billions of dollars. The premier has said he is willing to resign if lawmakers agree on a replacement. He's also promised a number of reforms. The protesters say that it's not enough and that the entire political class needs to go.
That's Reuters' Emily Mitchell reporting. Sweeping bans have been put in place in India to address dense, noxious smog. VOA's Zlatis Ahok has details.
Flights have been delayed or canceled at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport, and authorities have also shut area schools and ordered all construction work to stop in an effort to slash pollution.
Here at the airport, we are facing difficulty breathing. There's a burning sensation as if someone had put chili pepper in my eyes.
Health officials warn that everyone is at risk of serious health effects. People venturing into the streets donned breathing masks, as residents of Chinese capital Beijing used to have to do. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
OPEC Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo said Tuesday that Brazil would be welcome to join the oil producer group, but it had not yet made an official request to do so. The Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said last month that he wants his country to join OPEC, a move that would add the most significant new producer to the oil cartel for years, but met with skepticism in Brazil's energy. Afghanistan and Pakistan have traded charges of harassment of their diplomats serving in each other's capitals, prompting Islamabad to halt its consular operations in Kabul until further notice. The latest diplomatic dispute between the neighbors erupted Sunday when Pakistan complained that its diplomatic staff, while going to work this week, had been obstructed on the road and the embassy vehicles were also hit by motorcycles in the Afghan capital. Pakistan's foreign ministry said it had summoned the Afghan to convey Islamabad's concerns over the safety and security of Pakistani diplomats, demanding Kabul immediately probe the security violations and harassment incidents. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.